Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Mukundan from Data and AI with Mukundan. Have you ever stared at a Google slide deck or a Microsoft PowerPoint slide and just wanted to delete it all? So you're working on a presentation and maybe your boss asked you to work on this presentation to present to maybe future investors, right? You've been asked to walk someone through your thinking on a Zoom call and you felt like running. That was me, always me. Until the day I woke up with no memory and a calendar full of goals I didn't even recognize. This is a story of identity, burnout by tech, and storytelling. And what happens when you stop trying to perform and start trying to connect. This is Data and AI with Mukundan. So, here's how it started. I got the request, like we all do. Hey, can you present your work next week? Or, I think in my case it was, can you present this work this Friday? Should have been routine, right? But something in me cracked because I didn't know what I was even working on anymore. My dashboards were full. My notebooks looked fine. You know, those Python notebooks you work on. But me, empty. Then I woke up one day with no memory and a blinking calendar which said an invite for a meeting called Spotlight. It wasn't a medical issue. It was intentional, like a reset. It's triggered by a version of me that left behind a single sticky note. So the sticky note read, "You asked for this, remember?" And I was about to find out what I meant by that. So that meeting, which I mentioned previously, Spotlight, turned out to be one of the important company meetings. And I was meeting this person for the first time. He greeted me. Let's call him Dwight. Dwight from the office. but he wasn't like Dwight from the office, but just for argument's sake, right? And he was talking about a really important concept. So I had to really understand that concept and potentially use that in my presentation for the coming Friday. And so the conversation was pretty raw. We were like trying to be, since it was the first time, we were trying to get acquainted with each other as well. And, you know, just take it slow, but also get the more important details out of what I would need for my presentation on Friday. And I just thought it's going to be pretty simple, but it's just that, like, I'm working on this, you know, the notes that came out of this meeting, and it's hard to translate into slides. Like, how do I use this? Like, okay, maybe I asked Dwight to record the meeting so that I have a transcription later on. And the idea was to use that transcription as slides for my meeting later. And, you know, there's a lot of requests that keep coming through. In addition to this slide presentation that I need to do, there's other competing priorities. So where do you find the time? And it's not just that. It's just if you're an introvert, I consider myself more on the introverted side. I wouldn't say I'm like a complete introvert, but maybe an ambivert, if I'm being honest. You know, you wouldn't, an ambivert or an introvert, I wouldn't think presenting to people is something you would enjoy as much as an extrovert would in most cases. Well, at least for myself. And, you know, it's just like you need to prepare a lot to have a good presentation, because you are not just like actually preparing the notes for the presentation. You are actually preparing for the fears that you face. And so talking with yourself through these fears, that is an extra level of preparation that you need to do. And this is in addition to your day job, right? And and obviously you need to create the presentation too. Well, I thought this is a lot of work to do within a very short period of time. And I mean, I'm already on Tuesday, and I'm sure there's a lot of competing priorities right now, which I should be rather doing rather than the presentation. The presentation is just a more internal meeting, but it's just something I need to still prepare for. Like I said, it's talking through those fears. It's a big task. So here's the thing, and I'm not the only person who doesn't enjoy presentations. Sure. There are other builders, other coders who are quiet. Data folks, analysts, designers, engineers, I'm sure. People I've worked with in these capacities have been more introverted than not. I asked them, like, how do you deal with it? And they wrote me, I freeze every time I'm asked to present. And I thought I was the only one who hated being on display at that time, right? And so I just kept following that calendar. I said, don't drink coffee today, just feel it. Call your wife and prepare with her if you want to. These are like internal conversations I'm having with myself. I was like, code, record, reflect, repeat. And I was becoming something new, someone new. But maybe I was just meeting that person I'd buried under slide decks. By week 4, I wasn't just obeying the reminders. I was actually curious about them. So one of these reminders, they said, do something scary at 4 p.m. And this was way back when. But yeah, I mean, at that time, I was just like, well, let me just DM a startup founder I admired. It was nice to get a response back. This was regarding a job opportunity at the time. And another said, don't post anything, just journal instead. And I wrote about 800 words that clarified a decision about what I would be taking next in my life that I had been avoiding for weeks. The calendar was training me not to be productive, but to be present. So all this is before, right? Like, I mean, one day it was just like open the deck, the one from last year. You know, I created presentations before. It's just not. It was easy to create. I thought it was when I was a bit more extroverted than I am now, and I had more practice. But here's the thing now. I have a lot of competing priorities. So coming back to this, how would I be able to create a presentation in a short amount of time using, you know, maybe text from a conversation like the meeting I mentioned earlier with the strange person, Dwight? I wanted to get the transcript out of it and get the key notes that were discussed in the meeting. And it is, how do you do it with your day job? And that's when I was thinking, well, what if I let AI help me build something here? So I have like, I mean, I'm already at the end of Wednesday. It's Wednesday night and Friday's a presentation. But I was like, well, it's already late. So let me build this tomorrow. Let me ask AI to help me with the slides. So that's what I did. Like I tried to build something with ChatGPT first, and I asked, like, well, can you turn this transcript into slides? And yeah, it worked. It worked great. So it said, like, basically, you know, it took this transcript and it gave me like really clear notes which I could use for my presentation the next day. And the actual presentation, it was great. I had like about 15 slides, if I'm not wrong. And it was an internal presentation, but it was still important for the internal stakeholders to understand what was going on, because they were about to have a key meeting with our external stakeholders, like people on the outside. And this was important for them to understand what was going on. But like, they admired the presentation, because I used some help from AI to help speed things up. And I thought, like, well, this has helped me a lot. And I'm sure there are people like me who do not enjoy presentations. And people I mentioned before, right? These are, could be your people we work with every day. And from my experience as an analyst and as a data scientist, I've known these people to be more introvert, like the coders, the data folks, engineers. So they do not enjoy giving presentations. Or at least like they don't enjoy creating the slides for sure. Because it does involve a lot of design work. And well, statistically, I haven't seen all engineers, at least, to be very good in like creating amazing visuals. And by visuals, I don't mean data visuals. I mean, you know, beautiful images. Right, the ones which were used in presentations may be created by someone in marketing. Because that's usually not a core part of our job. Right, core part of our job could be analyzing data or coding or whatever, right? And because marketing people, they're trained on it. This is something they go to, you know, business school for. And I'm sure it's... building presentation is a skill. It can be learned. Everybody can do it. It's not rocket science, right? And I thought, if I'm not the only one doing this, I'm not the only one feeling this pressure, I'm sure others are too. And that's when I decided I wanted to help these introverts or these ambiverts, maybe even extroverts, whoever, right? Whoever does not like to create slides. maybe help them build an application which they can build themselves as well and give it the prompt they need to turn any kind of text into slides. And thinking more about this, it's not just anybody who doesn't like slides. It's about anybody who doesn't have time to create those. And so that's what I did. And in the show notes that you'll find it, like I have the blog post which talks about this, helps you create a code. I mean, helps you see the code which I've used to convert any kind of blog or any kind of data really into slides. In my example, I've actually used a blog which I created. And I also link to the slides which got generated as a result of that blog, right? And this particular one didn't give me images because I'm sure we can adjust that based on the prompt we use. But that is possible to do as well. So if there's anything that you would want to see with it, like let's say you want to create amazing visuals in your slides from the data that you have, that's something you can ask the prompt to do, or you can just reach out to me as well and I can help you guide on that. And the best way to reach out to me is on my Substack website, which would be in the show notes. But I would just say, just feel free to create your own using my code, right? And you'd be able to just save a lot of time, forget about the slides, and maybe just focus on your fear. Because the fear is something which is a bit more complex to handle, but at least you have some more time on your hands when you are building out the slides through an AI, right? And I think that's the main aim, just like to be more free. Let AI do the heavy lifting and you can focus on yourself. And in this case, yourself means improving on your public speaking skills. So yeah, that's pretty much it, right? Don't burn out. Don't focus on how you cannot do this. It's pretty easy to do if you let AI handle some of the other things, the routine tasks. Creating the slides is time consuming. And yeah, I'm sure the AI will not give you 100% perfect slides, but it'll give you a start. Right? Because you'd want to be able to focus on maybe creating that image if you want. And the actual presentation. So everybody, yeah, just like to come back to my story. Everybody loved my presentation, and I'm hoping with these slides, with this app, you're able to turn any kind of data into slides. So at that time, I'd used ChatGPT, but I wanted to use like a Python-based script, which I've done in the blog post, which is linked to the show notes. It's just that Python will help you build like a clear application to use time and again. And ChatGPT, you may need to remember that chat where you wrote it. Or these days, you can create your own GPT as well, which is something I'm working on. So have a look out for that. You want to ask these slides to capture your voice. That's something which can be trained as well in your prompt. So a lot of possibilities to do here. That's what I'm trying to get at with, turning any kind of text data into slides or images. It allows you to even upload images as well. Now it's been months since this happened to me, but I still write code. Like, I mean, it's been months since the presentation happened, but I still write code. I still build the tools. I still analyze. But now I share like a human, not a dashboard. I still hate slides, but I don't fear presentations. So that is powerful, right? And I'm sure if you say this to yourself, that I hate slides, but I don't fear presentations. And only say you hate slides if you actually hate it. Don't have to unnecessarily hate. But presentations, you shouldn't be fearing them at all. I treat them like conversations now, like therapy sessions with an audience. I speak like someone who remembers what it's like to forget. So if you're dreading your next Zoom call or Google Meets, these days everything's virtual, or maybe you're presenting to a large room full of people in person, right? Or maybe you're in an office as well. Or doing your next team update or your next walk us through this moment. Try this. Don't present. Right, it's funny. I just said, you're doing a presentation, but I'm telling you, don't present. I'm telling you to connect. Forget the slides. Tell a story. Maybe even yours. Because the most unforgettable story you can tell is the one you almost forgot. Well, thanks for listening to Data and AI with Mukundan. So see you in the next one. Thank you.